Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is a paid commercial program.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and catch your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, have you ever heard the saying, those who can do, do, those who can't do, teach, and those who can't teach, legislate so no one else can do or teach? This is an old saying from way back when I was a kid. I heard it. That basically explains why people complain and why people try to keep you where you're at. In life, people don't want you to succeed. They don't want you to get ahead of where they're at. And in many cases, they don't want you to be happy. Because if you're an unhappy person, then your goal in life is to make everybody else just as unhappy as you are. Now, today, we're going to go all over the place here because I had someone send me some material, ask me to go over it and do a piece on it on the radio. And I emailed back and said, I really don't want to do a piece on this because it's just non-related at all. And I had two or three people email me back and say, no, this is very related. This is what's going on out there, and I would like to hear your take on this, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I looked up the individual. They sent me a videotape of somebody who just obnoxious is a good word for it, but just absolutely wrong in what he's stating, whose complaint was, and this was his whole complaint, is that there's no such thing as passive income. Now, I have another saying in life, and that saying is, if you're born with a hammer in your hand, everything in life looks like a nail. Which means that if you are a workaholic individual, and you believe that the winner is the guy who works the hardest, right? The striver is the hero of every story. If you truly believe that, then you cannot in any way, shape, or form condone someone being happy. You cannot in any way, shape, or form condone someone being satisfied or satiated financially. You cannot condone someone saying they don't want to work, that they would rather do other things with their life and have their money provide income for them. These workaholics cannot put the hammer down. They cannot stop working hard. There is no way. They have no ability to stop. And so what they want to do above and beyond whatever it is they do well, and by the way, they may very well do something well, and I'm going to tell the story about this guy. It's the fact that they can't stand anybody else to not want to do what they do. which is absolutely insane. Now, the guy that they sent me a video of is, it's a video of a guy screaming at the top of his lungs, profanities at the audience. Some poor guy had asked, hey, I came to your seminar. I wanted to find out how I could create passive streams of income. And this guy lost his noodle and said, are you serious? And he thought for a second. The guy said, yes, I am. He thought for a second. He didn't know what to say. He says, there is no such thing as passive income. The very thought that you think there's something like passive income proves that you're a complete idiot and that the world is filled with idiots trying to find this thing called passive income. It doesn't exist. And it's the very, it starts right there. It starts right there with the words coming out of your mouth. You don't want to work anymore. Yeah, that's it. The second you say you don't want to work anymore proves you are a blank, 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 blank. Wow. I was listening to this going, whoo, this dude has got a problem. He's got some kind of a personal problem. His parents, you know, didn't wean him, or they spanked him, or they locked him in a closet or something. So I looked him up, and I looked up his background, and sure enough, he comes from a really, really strange background. He comes from a background of entrepreneurial workaholic parents. These parents worked their entire life at a business that they created. They struggled and strained and worked. And what kind of a business was it? They had a little wine sales store. And they just couldn't make it work. And they were going to go broke, I think. I think the story goes that they were about to go broke. And so they called this guy in, and the guy's name is, if I can say this correctly, Gary Vanderchuk. He's some kind of foreigner. His family's from another country. I can't tell which. Actually, it says what country. I didn't bother to write it down. But it's that old world, third world, work hard till you die ethic, which is nothing wrong with, except it's something that's, it's really a disease. It's a disease that you probably can't cure. Once a workaholic, always a workaholic. Now, that's not really true, I know, because I've changed. And I've helped others, hundreds, if not thousands of other workaholics, change and find passive streams of income and go on to have an incredibly happy life. But this guy, when someone was so... The poor guy was just the nicest guy in the world, asking just a simple question. I'm looking for passive streams of income. You know, can your knowledge, your information help me? Wow. You're a blank, 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 blank for even looking for such a stupid thing. Man, I wish I could tell you on the radio what he said. I wish you could hear his video. It just is mind-boggling. Right? So you can tell this guy came from a really high-class background, you know, like maybe a wine salesman. I just pushing on it right there. I went on the edge. You know, the bottom line is that the guy came in supposedly and through internet marketing changed his father's family's business from just a small store business into selling wine internationally and did very well, made millions of dollars for the business and for the family, and I assume for himself also. His net worth, if you look it up, looks like it's either the company or him, one of the two, are worth about $160 million. I don't know which it is. It's pretty hard to tell because they're kind of intertwined. In other words, if you have a family business, you and his brother both work in it, your dad owns it, and then you go on and you build all these other businesses off of it. I don't know who owns what or whatever percentage. And then even then, when you gross a certain amount, what do you actually net? You don't really know. So, you know, I can't really tell. You can't really tell what I'm worth. It's impossible because I could gross up the value of my companies and make it worth whatever I wanted to say it's worth, I'm sure. So I'm not trying to play that game. I'm just saying I assume the guy's got some money, fairly successful, yet in his mind, he's wound up like a top, like a spring. And he's wound up that anybody who doesn't want to work for the rest of their life are insane. That they should all want to get up every day and crush it. And get out there and crush it some more. And work harder and harder and make more money and be more successful. Wow. It's interesting. There's a whole genre of these type of people. Another guy named Grant Cardone, if you want to look him up. He's got this thing called 10X. He's a car salesman. And now he's a real estate investor. And the difference is that he really is a car salesman. And everything he does is car sales. Even being a real estate investor, he's really all about car sales. He's selling you to invest with him. He's not a teacher. He's not like I am. He's not teaching other people how to be real estate investors. He's just getting on there and screaming about, you need to give me your money. In fact, what he says is that every time I look at people, I see somebody has my money. You need to give me your money. You need to be invested with me because I am the only smart guy in the room. And everybody else is an idiot. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll analyze this further with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Get your path to retirement at the country's largest wealth and passive income expo, February 27th, 28th, and 29th. Gain one-on-one access to realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, national real estate syndicators, and trade professionals. Use promo code EXPO50 and get in for just $47. Meet national radio host, multimillionaire real estate investor, and mentor to the top award-winning investors in the country, Del Wamsley. Use promo code EXPO50 to get your expo pass for just $47 at wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Meet national radio host and multimillionaire real estate investor Del Wamsley and the country's top award-winning apartment owners at the Multifamily Masters Tour, Friday, February 28th. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Tour four actual apartment complexes owned and operated by Del's students. Experience award-winning multifamily strategies in action. Get the insider secrets to triple-digit returns. Learn the six ways you make multifamily millions too. Meet where the action happens. On-site in Houston. Seating is limited. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com. The largest real estate education event in the country is coming. Mark your calendars Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, February 27th, 28th, and 29th. Join thousands of investors and expert educators. Not a pitch fest, no slick salespeople. All sessions are educational and taught by successful investors and industry experts. It's the only event held for Lifestyles Unlimited members of its kind, open to the general public. You've heard us on the radio, now come and meet us, our members, and the next generation of award-winning investors in person. Pick from topics like single-family rentals, buying apartments, communities, becoming a passive investor, raising capital, retirement, asset protection, tax-free income, 1031 exchange, and finding, fixing, and funding your investments and more. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Gain one-on-one access to realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, national real estate syndicators, and trade professionals. Use promo code EXPO50 and get in for just $47. Meet national radio host, multi-millionaire real estate investor, and mentor to the top award-winning investors in the country, Del Wamsley. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about this new genre of guru on the internet that has just made it impossible for anybody to believe that they can actually retire or have passive streams of income. What they've done is they've created this allure to being a workaholic for the rest of your life. There's something about taking a person from the point of, I want to go ahead and produce enough income to provide for my family. I would like to produce enough income to do that without me getting up and going to work every day, which would be passive streams of income. I would like to have enough to be able to give back to my community and share with my family and so on, to, you're an idiot unless you work yourself to death. There's never enough. So before we went to break, I was talking about this guy named Grant Cardone that gets on the radio and screams, you've got my money, give me my money, your money's my money, get it over here right now. And he talks about this thing called 10X. You need to do 10 times as much as what you're running into. Now, we had a real estate investor in our group that was a very good real estate investor. In fact, everything that he owns as of right now is owned because of our group. He did it. It's his efforts to put it together and to build the business. But all the investors are from my group. And that's where all the money came from. And that's where all the knowledge came from to do it. And he went and met with this Vanderchump. And I'm going to call him Vanderchump because I don't know what his real name is. But, the bottom line is this guy told him he should start taking 10 times more. Actually, he went to Grant Cardone, and Grant Cardone told him he needed to take 10 times more. And then he needed to get out there and 10 times what he was doing. And so all of a sudden, this guy went to Vanderchump, and he's talking about internet marketing. And so all of a sudden, this guy gets involved in internet marketing. He believes that everything he has is because he's a good internet marketer, where everything he really has is because he invested in real estate with Lifestyles Unlimited. And all of the deals that he owns, every single one of the 30 deals he owns, the money came from Lifestyles Unlimited. He doesn't want to give Lifestyles any credit for it anymore. He wants to give Vanderchump the credit for it, because Vanderchump is out there saying, you know, look at how you've improved your internet marketing. Well, he's improved his internet marketing, but the internet marketing is now all about him. It's no longer about his product and about his people and about his investors. And his investors are starting to get irritated about it. I'm hearing it all the time. They're really upset because he has changed his point of view from, I'm all about making money for my partners and investors, to I'm all about getting myself to 10,000 units. And they're irritated about it, right? So they have the right to. They invested with him because he promised to take care of them, right? And he's changed his point of view, and he's changed it, I'm saying, specifically because I know the guy's a nice guy. He just got involved with this Vanderchump dude and this Grant Cardone dude. And both of these guys are take. You're all stupid. The world's crazy. I'm the only smart guy in the room. The rest of you are idiots kind of mentality. That's the way these guys see the world. And so this video that came to me, the guy sent me this video. It's a Vanderchump video, and it talks about, let's see if I can hear what he really said. He said, all right, passive income doesn't exist. He said, everything out there that even talks about passive income is 97% of it is complete and total blank, 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 blank shit, okay? And 3% of it is something that actually makes any sense at all. Then he goes on and says, of the 97% that's all garbage, it all falls into one of two categories, which is take all of your money you worked hard for and give it to somebody and put it in some kind of stock market or some other type of investment account and watch it go up and down and eventually lose it all, da-da-da. And the other one is go out there and buy real estate, which he doesn't even have enough knowledge about real estate. He couldn't even take a good swing at real estate. He said, and you buy real estate and then you just hold it until you hope someday it doesn't all go away. You just don't go broke. I mean, he had no idea what he's talking about because he doesn't. That's the beauty. He doesn't have any idea what he's talking about. What does he do for a living? He works. What does he do? He has companies that go out and market their product, which is marketing training, on internet marketing training. That's what he sells. And I don't know if he's any good at it or not. I looked him up to see if there's any complaints on him. And like everybody in the world out there that has a seminar, he's got complaints, multiple complaints against him. I'm not going to go into them because I can't verify them at all. But the reality is that he's got businesses. He's got customers. So he's out there teaching people how to increase their marketing, increase their sales. But you remember this, Grant Cardone's a salesman. He's a salesman. He's a marketing guy. They love each other and they hate each other. By the way, if you ever see them live together, I watched a video of them together and they just fought. But the reality is that It's because they're so arrogant. They just can't stand each other being in the same room. But the bottom line is that it's all about marketing. Now, if you don't have anything to market, hey, I'm teaching you how to sell. I'm Grant Cardone. But you don't want to sell. You want to retire. Then what do I sell you? And if I want to teach you how to market and you don't want to market, you want to retire, then what do I sell you? So these guys, unless they find other people just as wacky as they are, that want to work and work and work and work and work, they don't have any customers. Now, obviously, there are wackos out there. And there are normal people that are just workaholics, by the way. Been one in my life. And these workaholics, they go, this is interesting stuff. Let me go listen to it, right? But when you listen to it, it's incoherent. It's like, yeah, you can put some Facebook ads in there and all of a sudden you're going to be rich. Dude, we've got pros doing this stuff for us. We've been doing Facebook ads for 5, 6, 7 years. I don't know how long it's been. We've got marketing people been doing internet marketing for 10, 20 years. And maybe he does it better, right? Maybe he does, just like we do real estate better than most people do. Maybe he does. But to say, right? But to come back and say that there is no such thing as passive streams of income would be like me saying there is no such thing as actually internet marketing. It doesn't exist. It doesn't, and it's all fake and it's all BS and it doesn't work. And there is no Facebook and there is no analytics. There is no Google Analytics and none of that stuff works. Yet it's there. It's used. It does, or it wouldn't be around. Well, dude, we wouldn't be around for 30 years. Let me reiterate that to you. 30 years. Now, I'll be the first to say, if you look at real estate guru programs over the last 30 years, I've seen almost every single one of them go out of business. Most of them are garbage. I agree with that. But that doesn't mean passive streams of income don't exist. And I'm not even defending my program. I'm just saying, in general, you can't say passive streams of income don't exist. People have them. There are people that I knew people before I even started buying real estate that didn't work, and yet they make money. Now, how can that exist if it doesn't exist? Now, here's his explanation of how passive income really works. Are you ready? He says, and by the way, he calls everybody scumbuckets, and the ideas are scumbucket ideas along with all the curse words. But he goes on and says, what you do is you don't go out there and go into these things and take your money and put it in the stock market or put it in real estate. Instead, passive income exists, right? Passive income exists when you go to work at that job you hate all day long, suffer through it, and then come home at night and get on the internet and start another job. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we are discussing the conversation of people out there that would tell you there's no such thing as passive streams of income. And I don't mean just the average person that hasn't figured out how to do it and is, you know, would love to know how to do it, but they can't believe it because they've never seen it and they don't understand it, can't wrap their arms around it yet. Those people can come to a training program like ours and learn how to do it. But it's the people out there that are selling you another concept. And that concept is that you've got to work for the rest of your life. So there's this guy, and his name is Vanderchuk or Vanderchump. I can't pronounce exactly how it is. But he's somebody sent me a video of him screaming and yelling at people that they're all idiots for thinking there's such a thing as passive streams of income. So he finalizes his argument with this argument. He says, the only real passive streams of income occur when you go to work all day long at your job that you hate, then you come home at night and start a business on the internet that you work at long hours at night after you've already worked long hours at work. And you do it by putting no money down. This business will cost you nothing. Of course, you don't have to have any internet marketing ad campaign costs. There's, you know, of course, that's kind of a ridiculous concept that there's absolutely no charge. But, in you know, whatever it is he's selling, and I don't know what he's selling beyond the fact. I thought he was just selling internet marketing training. But if he's actually selling some type of a online business, where you go out and you buy stuff off of one group and sell it to another group or something, buy and sell or transfer or shape or arrange or organize or get groups of leads, whatever it is, all of those things occur, but they're all work. And what he's saying is you go home and get this. He's specific about it. He says you go home and do this at night after the job you don't like, and you do it for about 7 years. Now get this. At the end of 7 years, you probably will have created enough business that you can transition from the job you don't like all day long every day to the job you've created at night. You'll have enough business at that job you can now make your life composed of that. Now, how is that any different than getting up and going to work other than maybe you can do it at home? Over the internet, that might be possible and that might be attractive to you. But it's not getting out of work. It's still working. And what he's basically saying is there is no place in your life, none, ever, that you won't work. Now, we could argue this in an intellectual level, and I could bring in a guy that owns 75 apartment complexes, most of which, probably about 70 of which he owns passively. And he would tell you that what he does is what rich people do, is they manage the family finances and they have what they call a family office. And, you know, Kim was in here the other day talking about it. Other people come in here all the time and we talk about the fact we get checks in the mail. I've got four or five of them. I got to go figure out right now where they came from. Their dividend distribution checks. I got to go look which company sent them to me and put that on my spreadsheet and keep track of who paid me what. Of course, they'll give me K-1 at the end of the year. I don't actually have to track it, but I like to track where my income comes from. But I've never been to these apartment complexes. Do you understand what I'm saying? I own five passive apartment complexes I've never been to. Now, I don't know how much more passive that can be, and I get checks in the mail. So this guy is 100% either a complete idiot or he's 100% a complete liar trying to sell you something that you don't want to buy. You don't need another job. You don't want to buy another job. You want to buy passive streams of income. So you've got these people out there that are pushing this. And it's really sad because, like I said, we had this member that was a really good member. Everybody loved him. And he was doing really well. And then these guys got a hold of him. And they just changed his mindset. And now his mindset is focused 100% on himself. He puts pictures of himself on Facebook every single day. If not every day, every other day. Every day he puts out some kind of material. And what they've done is they teach you that if you saturate the world with information about yourself, you will eventually become famous and rich because you will be the man or the woman out there. And, you know, I'll tell you a little secret. I don't want to be any more of the man than I am. Everywhere I go, people know who I am. You know, you go to dinner, hey, you're Del Wamsley, hey, you know, go there. It happens all the time. You know, that isn't that important. What's important is you can afford to live your life the way you want to without getting up and going to work. So somebody the other day asked me a question, goes, don't you work a lot? For somebody who says they don't work, you work a lot. It's okay, let's figure it out. Do I work a lot? And he brought up, well, you're teaching this 2-day seminar, and this is where it came up. And I said, yep, you're right. I teach a 2-day seminar once a month, generally, although this you haven't seen me here for 3 months. I haven't been here for 3 months. So I've done nothing for 3 months. But when I do it, it's for one weekend a month, 2 days. Wow, that's a lot of work, okay? And I do radio shows. Now, I do three radio shows a week. Take 1 hour. And so, you know, we have, for lifestyles, we do 3 radio shows a day, 7 days a week. I do 3 radio shows a week, 1 hour each one. So 3 hours a week. And I don't have to do them. I've actually got people to do all the shows. I've actually got plenty of people to do all the shows. I've got people to do all the seminars. There's like 6 guys that do seminars all over the country. We do hundreds of seminars. I do one a month, if I do that even. So again, I'm not saying I don't do anything at all, but I could. And what I'm saying to you, the majority of my money does not come from what I physically do. What I physically do, I do to keep in touch with the world, with my business, with what's going on out there so that we're relevant to stay on top of a business. To own and manage a business is different than to work in it, to get up and go to work every day. These guys, they pride themselves in working their butt off, right? They want you to slave away. And then when you're done slaving away at your daily job, go and slave away at another job. That's the whole concept behind this. Now, where did he get that concept? He said, that's the way it really works. Well, remember what I said about if you're born with a hammer in your hand, everything looks like a nail? Well, so look what he did. He grew up doing all kinds of businesses as a young entrepreneur. He talks about he did all kinds of weird stuff to make money. So did I. We're both like that workaholic type A, go get it done type of person, right? But then when his parents were going to lose their business and he took over, he was obviously working all day, either doing his other businesses himself or helping his dad run this store, and then spent nights sitting up all night long blogging, trying to create a wine club and a wine way of life. And he built this whole thing around wine, that it was a place for people to congregate. And, you know, you understand, he built a illusion around wine that created a following. And that following then bought their wine and they were successful. All good stuff. I'm not putting that down. But what he's not telling you is that he did that until late at night every night. He was doing both, trying to keep the store alive and creating a completely new business of online wine sales. And so 7 years, I don't know where he came up with that number, 7 exact, probably the exact number of years he did that before he really had a breakthrough that he could stop worrying about the store. Like he says, you can give up that day gig and make your nighttime gig your full-time gig. So I would be willing to bet if you tracked it, he did it for about 7 years until his online wine business took off enough that he could drop the store as part of what he did and just spend all of his time on his online wine gig. Okay, nothing wrong with that. But do you have to tell everybody else that your failure slash success, his success financially, but his failure to walk away? Like right now, if he's already that successful, why won't he walk away? Because he can't. He's a workaholic. He has to do it. He could leave that company. He could leave his blogging. He could get off the internet. He could go have a great time. But no, he's got to do it. He's got to grow. Or as Grant Cardone goes, he's got to 10X. He's got to be bigger and better and bigger and better. And it's all about me, 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 and I. Nothing about society. Nothing about his investors. Nothing about anybody. He doesn't even talk about his family. Nothing about anybody but himself. Is that really the life you want? We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
The largest wealth and passive income expo in the country is happening February 27th, 28th, and 29th. Join thousands of top investors and expert educators. This is not a pitch fest, no slick salespeople. All sessions are educational and taught by successful investors and experts. Topics like single-family rentals, buying apartment communities, becoming a passive investor, raising capital retirement, asset protection, tax-free income, 1031 exchange and finding, fixing and funding your investments, and more. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Use promo code EXPO50 and get in for just $47. The largest multifamily bus tour in the country is coming to Houston, Texas, Friday, February 28th. Join Del Walmsley, national radio host, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, and his top team of investors, realtors, and expert educators. Ride your way to triple-digit returns. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com now. Gain one-on-one access to industry experts, realtors, lenders, property managers, apartment owners, national real estate syndicators, and trade professionals. Get the only bus ticket worth millions now at MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we've been covering the genre of self-help teachers out there in the internet that want to tell you that there is no such thing as passive streams of income. They want you to believe that working hard, working long is the secret. And they want to teach you how to be smarter, faster, more organized, more effective. All the different types of self-help there is out there, which basically says that more of the same is better. And what I'm here to share with you is these guys that keep saying more, 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 more of the same isn't better. Better is better. And the lifestyle that we create doing what we do is a much better lifestyle than they create doing what they do, which is work and work and work some more. The second thing I want to go into while we're covering these types of things is that there is a genre of people out there that are all about themselves. And these kinds of people create investment opportunities for you to get into where they talk about themselves. You don't hear me very often talk about a specific real estate deal that I've done. I bring on hundreds of other people to share the deals they've done. And if you think about it, why do I do that? Because you don't care what I can do. You care what you can do. And so what I'm here to share with you is that these guys, this 10X guy out there that's screaming and yelling, give him your money, give him your money, give him your money, or even the member that just left us because he's now all about himself and not about, you know, taking care of his passives anymore. When they get on that zone, when they get to that side of the ledger where it's all about them, you need to be careful. I had a lady who was in this weekend's class, and sweet lady, but she came up to me and she said, look, I had $1 million, and I gave it to, and she named off two different guys, and both of these guys had some type of an investment syndication she could get into. And I'd never heard of either guy, so that tells you something about it right there in the first place. And she put her money in and she lost it. I mean, $400,000 with one guy, $170,000 with the other guy. And she said that the feds finally shut him down, finally got him. And they went to jail. They're both in jail right now. And, you know, that's sad. It's really sad. But part of the reason Lifestyles exist for 30 years is because the investors here invest within a group of people that have all agreed to play fair. We've all agreed to play in the same sandbox under the same rules and be fair so that the passives are shared deals that are fair to them. Now, whether or not a deal is good, bad, medium, whatever, has to do with the deal. But at least the game is fair. And the problem when you get out there and you start investing with people in the outside world is that the game isn't fair. The solicitations are written to protect the guys putting out the solicitations. They are going to get rich. There's no doubt about it. Now, they may end up going broke eventually because usually when you get rich quick like that, the greed catches up with you. The ego catches up with you. The ego, the arrogance, the greed eventually find some way in your life to slip in there and take you down. And they've got all kinds of sayings for that, that, oh, no, don't let the disbelievers get in your way and don't let, you know, don't let someone trounce on your ideas and if, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's all a bunch of hokey pokey because the hokey pokey is this. If you exist in a world and you're more of an irritant in the world than you are a benefit to the people in the world, eventually the world's going to take you out. And the reality is that if you go out there and you do the right thing, if you help enough other people get what they want in life, you can have whatever you want in life. The other people that do it the other way by take, 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 they eventually go down. It's just a matter of time. I've seen it. I've been in this business for 30 years. Dave Delgado, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Vu, the Milans, Ron LeGrand, Carlos Cheech, Robert Kiyosaki, and even Donald Trump had a training class at one time. Where are they all at now? They're all gone. Why? Because they were more worried about the money they put in their own pockets than they were about the investments and the deals that their members, their investors, or whoever it was that bought their product did and made money. Great interview if you want to go online. His guy's name is Tommy Vu. They interviewed him and proved him to be less than ethical. He's now gone from the real estate guru world. They kicked him out. The state attorney general's stopped him, put cease and desist on him. He now plays cards. He's now a gambler, and he's a pretty good gambler, I hear. I think he does pretty well. But you watch these videos of him, and they were saying, hey, these guys, nobody's ever made any money. 9 out of 10 people don't make any money. What do you think about that? He goes, well, then they just didn't do it. They just don't do it. They didn't do it right, like me. You know, you should be happy about one guy made money. You should be happy. And I'm doing a terrible accent for Vietnamese. But the bottom line is that there are hucksters out there. But I'm telling you, there's hucksters out there that sell other kind of huckery than just real estate. And there are some hucksters that sell real estate, but it's in syndication form. There are all kinds of people out there to watch out for. Take the time. Look into what they're saying and how they're saying it and how arrogant their message is and whether or not they've got proof, current proof. Because some people have great stories that occurred 5 or 10 years ago, but their current stories are not so great. And so be careful of that because I'm getting complaints about people that have done deals in the past that were good and now they're not as good as they were. So be careful about what happens now, currently, right? And keep your eyes open. And remember, get educated. One of the things this guy says is that you're a chump if you go get educated. No, my friends, you're a chump if you don't get educated. Because if you don't get educated, then all of these guys will be able to get their hands on you and pick you up by the legs, turn you upside down, and shake you until all the money falls out of your pockets. That's the image I get when I hear people like these kinds of guys talking live, insulting people about wanting to have passive streams of income, something they themselves could never figure out how to do, nor would do, even if they could figure it out. Remember, folks, it's not just money. It's a lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
The place to turn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.